Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Arisa, Jessica, and Grace with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Brisbane's iconic Myer Centre closes doors for the last time. For over three decades, bargain seekers have emptied out Myer's main Queen Street shop in the city centre, and the store's iconic sign has been removed. The recent rush, however, was a long cry from the days when the five-story department store greeted a stampede at every sale. Throughout its 35-year history, the store has hosted its own amusement park and finally faced the retail apocalypse of the COVID-19 pandemic.
A woman in Palm Island has lost her ear after being attacked by two dogs. Police say that she was dragged from her wheelchair and bitten multiple times along her body. Emergency services arrived at the Indigenous community and were able to take the woman to Palm Island Hospital, where she has since been airlifted to Townsville University Hospital. Local police, as well as officers from Palm Island Aboriginal Shire Council, are still looking for the dogs involved in this accident.
Brisbane unit prices have achieved new highs, while house prices are 4% lower than their peak. A rollercoaster ride of quick price gains and collapses within the Brisbane property market is projected to come to a stop. Brisbane home prices are projected to steady over the next 6 months after reaching record highs during the epidemic, a brief and dramatic dip late last year, and a more recent rebound.
All Aussie workers, including small business employees, are eligible to a 10-day paid family and domestic violence leave as the new policy of the government. Since February this year, more than 7 million large and medium businesses workers have already been protected by the law. Small business owners enjoy an extra 6 months to adjust to the change in consideration of the administrative resources. Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Tony Brooke, said the leave is a workplace entitlement that will save lives. Fortescue Metals Group has turned off a phone tower which was placed in remote southwestern Australia that has been operated for nearly 2 years. Locals are calling the corporation for leaving the tower access to the local community. The tower is located 40 kilometers from Marble Bar and provides network coverage for the areas across from 2021.
In international news, UNESCO has recommended adding Venice to a list of local heritage cities in danger. The agency states that the Italian city is at risk of irreversible damage from climate change and rising sea levels, as well as a mass number of tourists that are visited every year. The report places the Italian authorities in the firing line for a, quote, lack of strategic vision when tackling the pressing issues that face the iconic city. This is not the first time Venice has had a presence on the danger list, as UNESCO has proposed their inclusion 2 years ago. However, this was avoided in the last minute thanks to emergency measures that were placed by the Italian government. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.